It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Happy New Year. Later on the program, you'll hear A Word on Food with Chef Norman Van Aken and our Broward Arts Calendar featuring Jody Horn Leshinsky.
We are stardust, billion-year-old carbon. We are golden, caught in the devil's bargain. And we got to get ourselves back to the God.
Located at 10901 Old Cutler Road in Coral Gables, the Fairchild Tropical Botanic Garden comprises 83 acres of world-renowned plant collections and art exhibitions. For more information, you can go to fairchildgarden.org. I recently spoke to the garden's COO to find out more about their latest offerings. Ms. Nanette Zapata, welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat.
Thanks, Ed. It's great to be here.
Now, we're all very excited because there's a new addition to the wonderful Fairchild Tropical Botanic Garden, and it is going to be a great performance space for the arts. Tell us the name. Tell us all about this magnificent addition to the gardens.
Absolutely. So we have inaugurated the beautiful Adam R. Rose and Peter R. McQuillan Arts Center at Fairchild a couple of weeks ago in December. It's a beautifully constructed 3,000-square-foot interior space that allows us to exhibit the works of some of the world's masters, music, sculpture, print, anything related to the arts.
Now, is this a brand new standalone building? Because I do remember a wonderful spot that you had when I last visited a number of years ago.
Yes, this is a standalone building. It's adjacent to the Sheehan Visitor Center, which is probably what you're remembering.
Yeah.
And they connect to each other through a pathway. And the building sits at the perimeter end of the garden, and it feels as if it's always been there. And it keeps with the existing aesthetics and architecture of the garden. So it feels very time sensitive. It doesn't feel very time present.
Mm-hmm. So you all were lucky enough to grab this very busy artist, Dale Chihuly, bring him back to the gardens. And you had your opening on December 6th. How was that received?
Incredibly. Thank you. Yes. So Dale is back a third time. This is the only time in his entire artistic history that he's ever visited a place, any whether museum, a gallery or whatever, for a third time. So he has never done that for a second time. So we're incredibly honored that he's chosen Fairchild to once again exhibit his beautiful work.
And tell me what will be on exhibition with Dale's wonderful new artwork, we hope.
Yes. So this is an entirely new exhibition, and the garden is 85 acres large, and 65 acres of it are essentially covered with art. So you can imagine how immersive the experience will be for everybody who visits. And all of the pieces are new to Fairchild. We have actually a couple of iconic pieces, primarily because they've been graced in magazines and in book covers, and we wanted to show how beautiful they were, not only in print, but also in real life. And but mostly the exhibition is new. And it just twinkles, and it's just so significantly beautiful. It'll take your breath away.
Would you describe for us, Nanette, perhaps one or two of the new pieces we haven't seen yet?
Yes. So we have a couple of pieces that were commissioned specifically for Fairchild by Dale. And one of them is called El Sol de la Citron, which is essentially a lemon-colored sun. And it sits at the very end of the Overlook LA. And it's a beautiful, globe-like, large-scale sculpture that sits like an exclamation point at the end of one of our most important vistas, and it sort of beckons Miami sun to hit it. So it's really quite spectacular. Then there's also another piece over by another vista, which is called this Blue Sapphire, and it's a blue punctuated, again, circular piece, and it sort of spills into the Bailey Palm Glade with little snippets and floats and cattails throughout in blue as well, and it's really quite magical. And the striking thing about both of those is that the Bailey Palm Glade is a very formal piece within the garden. It's the most formal architectural structure within the garden. And so you feel the structure of those installations. And then a few feet later, as you head into the rainforest, You have a very gentle, non-invasive approach to the installation. You have very organic pieces. You walk by and you're not quite sure if you saw art or if you're not quite sure if you saw a plant. So it's much more organic, and it keeps with the tone of the landscape architecture.
Well, you paint quite an exciting description of what we all can see when we go. Now, Dale Chihuly's work will be seen through May the 31st, and you even light them up at night.
Yes.
On certain evenings.
Yes, thank you. It's very easy to paint a picture of something so beautiful. Anybody should be able to do this because it's really quite spectacular. So we're opening at night on Thursday nights and on Sunday nights for the next 6 months. And the goal is to create a dreamy wonderland of art and nature. And I work at Fairchild every day, been there 15 years or so. And I know this garden so well. And the exhibition is one thing in the daytime and a completely different experience at night. It just takes your breath away. The glass glistens. The silhouette of the plants sort of hit the lights ever so slight. So you get this movement of shade and shadow at night with the bright lights of the subtle glassworks. I can't describe it enough how beautiful it is. Mm-hmm. I just wish everybody could come and see it because it just it's otherworldly almost.
Now, of course, more information is at fairchildgarden.org, or you can call them directly at 305-667-1651. We have with us today the Chief Operating Officer of Fairchild Tropical Botanic Garden, Ms. Nanette Zapata. And tell us about the Science Village. Describe what that entails, and has it changed over the years?
Yes. So the Science Village was opened 2 years ago. And the crux of it was to create a showcase of science education at the heart of the garden. So the Science Village is essentially on Grand Central Station, for lack of a better description of where directionally where the labs are. And it houses our science team. It houses the science education network of graduate students. And it also has four labs within the Science Village. And in those labs, we're doing incredible DNA work. We're doing microscopy work and mango research. We have a 20-student lab, a very large 20-student lab with full functioning equipment necessary to do very comprehensive scientific work. We have a butterfly laboratory, and then we have the micropropagation lab for the Million Orchid Project, which is a citizen science urban conservation program that will reintroduce a million orchids to South Florida.
I'm sure David Fairchild would be thoroughly delighted.
Yes, because I think one of the things that really makes Fairchild special is sort of a sense of constitutionality. The garden was established with certain principles in mind, principles of science, principles of exploration, the principles of conservation and education. And all of those things we've kept to very, very disciplined, in a very disciplined manner. So these great founders created this incredible garden, and we just expanded on their hard work and their very visionary sort of appeal. And today we have the largest science education program in the country. We're teaching botany that isn't really done down here in any of the major institutions. Mm. We're introducing, as I said, a million orchids to South Florida. And we have a beautiful butterfly exhibit that is considered among the best in the world. All in South Florida, right here in Coral Gables, right in Miami, 15 minutes from most people's homes. So to think that this is right here in South Florida is such a gem. It makes Miami such a world-class city.
And that's certainly just scratching the surface. The garden is just amazing. You have your International Mango Festival. You have Mango Growers Summit and the Mango Brunch. You have a Plant ID Workshop. You have a Tropical Plant Conservatory and Rare Plant House tours. Tours all over the gardens, of course. And you all operate with thousands of volunteers.
Yes. We have about 1,500 volunteers, about 800 of whom work every week. At least 4 or 5 hours a week. And we absolutely could not function. We could not operate the garden at the scale that we're operating the garden without these incredibly dedicated volunteers. In fact, we were just talking about the Science Village, and the science labs are basically operated entirely by volunteers, which is really entrepreneurial because most labs don't operate those ways. They have technicians, they have other types of individuals who work, but we mostly have retired professionals. We have volunteers who've you know, dedicated their entire lives to science in some capacity, and they want to continue to do that, but at their speed and at their stead. And so we're lucky enough to have all those years of experiences within those labs and within the garden, manicuring the grounds, and in our hosts, in our visitor services, our visitor experiences, our education program. So if you come to Fairchild, you have about a 10 to 1 chance that you're going to run into a volunteer more than you will a staff person. That's how enriching they are to the garden.
Well, should any of our listeners want to volunteer or perhaps become a member, go once again to fairchildgarden.org or call them directly, 305-667-1651. They are also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest, and I'm sure that they would appreciate your help or membership. Thanks so much to Nanette Zapata, the Chief Operating Officer of the Fairchild Tropical Botanic Garden, for catching us up on the exciting new art center and all of your programs.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Ed.
We are stars. We are friends. We are called
Stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue in just a moment.